Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Every time we talk about this character, it's very clear to me what we need to do. It exists, it's fine, we just need to sit down separately and do it. But then every time we sit down to do it, it's totally gone.
Yeah.
She's completely disappeared.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, she exists in the space that, like, we are sitting here nodding at one another.
Yeah.
Like, we know. We know exactly who she is.
Yeah, I know who she is. We were talking about, like... I fucking lost it. Because it's hard to go back and summarize. We were talking about being in relation and talking about what it is to be an individual or how it's easier to be...
It's easier to not know by yourself than it is to not know with others.
I was thinking, yes, she is, but she, like, she... Why she would write in the bathroom would be because she could perform, or not perform, but, like, totally, no pun intended, shower herself with her own uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And have it be a safe place for that, rather than...
Does she have uncertainty in the shower, though? I feel like that's the place where she doesn't need anybody. Is this, like, the necessary right to solitude? Like, you just have to be alone to write.
Who do you talk to? 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 Ooh, 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 ooh. Just wanna hold, push somebody. And nobody won't let you wanna... Please, somebody, but the body won't let you wanna kill somebody. No, the body won't let you Who do you talk to? 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 Who do you talk to?
Yeah. Because the poet is as obsessed with being, like, in control of things, but then at the same time will let things go, not happy with them, because something has to happen, because something needs to be public. Sometimes publishing something, exhibiting something, is just a relief, because then you can stop worrying about it, and then you realize what's out in the world. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter whether it's perfect or not.
Right.
I'm just living my life and doing something.
But
and it's the beginning. It's like, it's the being together. Like, this is the moment when, like, you put something out in the world. It's not perfect, but
yeah,
at least then people can respond to it, because before it exists in the world, nobody can respond to it, therefore it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Then it's just shower poems.
Yeah. Just shower poems.
Made for oneself, not made for public consumption.
Yeah. And that's the shower.
Yeah. And keep the shower door open.
Yeah, or have something still a bit wet.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and, vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture, I love, I shan't have lied, it's evident. The art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster. Whew.
So beautiful.
Galloping. Absolutely galloping. Just canted straight through that.
So good.
We're just going to do it in one take?
Yeah. This is where the poetry starts, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel badly speaking over this man singing.
Oh, turn him down. I don't care about
no,
him.
No,
this is not enough wax.
Do you have more?
A little bit.
Anyway, if you... Hey, do you mind if I press bottle caps into the tops of these?
Do it.
Unmitigated disaster. She writes in the shower with her hair on the wall.
But the writing that can happen on the wall is just the minimum fraction of what the thinking that goes on is.
Does she and she speaks out loud. I imagined her like speaking out loud, writing poems out loud, like kind of chanting things in order to remember them to write them later.
Being out loud is a really nice one, you said.
Being out loud is makes nice, yeah.
Being
makes
out loud.
Nice. Yeah, makes nice. Being out loud, I think, is quite important. And I think we should... Oh, also, the other things, too, is that, like, there could be possibility of, like, reading a bit of Lord.
And of course I'm afraid, because the transformation of silence into language and action is an act of self-revelation. And that always seems fraught with danger. In the case of silence, each of us draws the face of her own fear, fear of contempt, of censure, or some judgment or recognition, of challenge, of annihilation. But most of all, I think, we fear the visibility without which we cannot truly live. We can learn to work and speak when we are afraid in the same way we have learned to work and speak when we are tired. For we have been socialized to respect fear more than our own needs for language and definition. And while we wait in silence for that final luxury of fearlessness, the weight of that silence will choke us.
Yeah, and she's singing, but she's not singing entire songs. She keeps returning to certain phrases, and she's singing things that aren't words. Because that place of letting the voice echo, the reverb, the shower reverb.
She sounds amazing. Does she have a good voice? I mean, anyone
not necessarily.
Has a good
voice in the shower. Not necessarily, and I think that it's when she uses the voice in the shower and she hears it back in a way that is quite kind, because the shower is kind.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like the song. It's become her song. It's become her version of the song, which is not the version of the song. But she can forgive that. It's like trying something on.
I think it's really a place of action.
Like it's not. I mean, it's safe in the sense that it's like a pleasant thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasant place to be, as much as being in your body with your thoughts can be pleasant. But then it is like this space of complete generative potential.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to include, if we make. It's like, one, I was listening to the song last night, and two, the title of the Lord is, it brings it to mind.
Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. Louder than words.
Yeah, maybe that can also be
I'll
like
add it in.
A dip in. No, seriously,
I'll dip that in. I think OPP should be in there.
Other people's perceptions. OPP.
Where does OPP come from?
It comes from this... Oh, man. Naughty by Nature song. Get down with OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
Everybody saw me.
Get out with OPP.
But it's so misogynistic, you know, not making space for, you know, the tyranny of structurelessness. I really like the words.
The tyranny of structurelessness.
Maybe tyranny needs to be a soap.
Tyranny.
Yeah, a big slap.
Can I make a slap soap
that's called tyranny?
Yes.
The pine one is totally creamy. Yeah, it's nice. Ooh, I like what you just did to that little guy.
Yeah.
I like that little guy now.
Yeah, I think we need to make him, like, next time we've got a batch.
Why were we afraid of those?
Because they didn't come out perfectly.
And that is
and
where our fear...
And the moral of the story...
And our fear is manifested in the imperfection of our pursuits.
So we're just gonna run away from that thing that didn't turn out perfectly immediately.
It hurts.
But why do we do that?
All right.
Because I have to say, I'm really shocked at your proposal to leave this deformed soap.
As it is,
I'm still kind of trying to process what you mean by that. And I understand it, like,
yeah,
conceptually, I get it.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I'm.
Huh. So, wait.
I wasn't very clear, was I?
No, I'm just trying to figure out whether you want to amplify, because you say that you're disturbed that I just want to leave it, but you also want to amplify.
I'm not disturbed. I'm inspired.
Okay.
And I have to say, maybe I'm surprised at myself and you.
That's a good thing.
Love this wax. Look at that. But how did we even do this?
Such a long time ago?
We poured it from... okay, so we would cover this part. We poured it from here. Yeah. Yep. Can I fuck with this mold?
Yeah.
Without abandon?
Go for it. Oh, that's still very liquid. Okay.
The process of writing requires a journey, or a bouncing back and forth,
mm-hmm,
in order to get somewhere. And that is that it must have a little bit of indeterminacy in,
mm-hmm,
its in its form, or in its way, in the way that it's approached. And you do need space for that chaos to safely happen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there, that, we can call it chaos uncertainty, or I
I can call chaos uncertainty. We, as if I'm a philosopher. Pathetic. We. My pluralized pronoun.
We as a space.
We as a space.
What words do we want?
Surrender. S-U-R-E-N-D-E-R. We had that in a note, and I thought that's really nice.
Yeah, should we do that on a big one, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
In which case...
We had some words, no?
I might do more wax into one of these big ones, and then reuse it.
What about total control?
Too long, I think. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, this is going to be impossible to move.
Lifelessness.
Oh. Life nextless.
Next lifeless.
Next lifeless. Next lifeless.
Agelessness.
Oh,
wax.
Ask permission to watch you cut the...
Oh,
I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to pee first, and I maybe need to clean the knife.
Yeah.
It needs to be better.
Yeah, I'll clean it.
Yeah.
Is it then an unexpected space? Like, is the shower the place that's different every time you come back to it, like the dream, like a dream consciousness, or is it the same? Is it stability? Something that you'd enter regularly, but each time there's no surprise that the situation is different.
I see. Yeah.
Like nothing is surprising. It's like anything can happen and nothing is shocking. Things can be disturbing, or they can be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
They can come from real life, or they can be completely
mm-hmm.
scrambling the materials of real life to tell a different story
mm-hmm.
that you're really upset happens in a dream.
Upset.
You're like, what the fuck am I thinking about this?
Yeah.
But it's open. Like, there's potential for chaos all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, this sucks.
Show me.
It doesn't even look like chaos anymore.
Does it?
Not so much.
Maybe I'll just do an S, like a normal S.
Like, we could do an S there. Or you want to, but they're so nice with join. It's really cool.
I don't know, it's nice there, right? But then it gets...
It's hard to fit a small, like, a word on a small surface like this.
It is. That's definitely an O.
Mm.
That's pretty much an A.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, make it chaotic.
It's chaotic. We'll see. Okay, I did it. Should I make the O thicker? I mean,
no.
Tall, like this.
Oh, yeah. Give it a hill.
Give it a little hill?
Yeah.
It's quite big hill.
Yeah, maybe it can be smaller and then it won't use so much for the mold.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what she's doing. She brings the language in there to wash it away.
Mm-hmm.
To form it and to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Is precarity too obvious for a soap?
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah.
upset. Makes nice.
Makes nice. Upset.
To make upset a big one?
Yes. I think upset should be huge. Seriously, I think it should be the loudest.
It's a huge upset.
It's a huge upset. That's upset should be huge.
You don't think of it? You don't use it like that?
I love the way that... I would understand it. If someone used it in that context, I would get it. It was a huge upset. It was an upset.
Yeah. I'm upset by age. I'm upset by chaos. I'm also upset by sausage.
Lessness.
Lessness. Lessness. I'm upset.
I'm upset.
I'm upset.
I like how you say it. I'm upset.
Yeah, emphasis at the end.
I'm upset.
I'm upset.
That's supposed to be
upset. I feel like that's when, like, the drums kick in, you know?
Okay, sorry. Okay, we're starting now.
Totally. I'm upset because and it becomes this kind of, like, crowd energy raising.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a woman for some reason in my head.
Mm-hmm. Girls to the front, but it's all the front.
Girls to the front, but that's it.
There's no back.
Girls to the front, but there's no back.
Bullshit. This is a drag against progressment, and this is the time of poets who write in the shower.
I even have the word progressment.
I quite like that.
Like, you can make these weird words. That is part of her, maybe her writing practice. It's like hearing her slips happen and then folding those slips into the poem that she's writing, like Elizabeth Bishop style, where there's these like little slips that happen that she's really good at that we aren't good at, or that we're fine at, but you know.
I'm working frantically, without pleasure, mechanically, in a sort of sterile fever. I empty myself slowly. I lose almost all of my substance without knowing what to recharge myself with. Pathetically, I exploit myself. I know that these are all notes, tritely amorous, without pretension, like letters I would leave him, for him to come read. And that this triteness does not displease me to love like everyone. I feel as though what makes up my writing right now is uselessness, is what foams, a source, redundancy, pleasure of peppering the sentence with no doubt, with perhaps, with somewhat, with a bit, with already, with enough. But must this pleasure be a danger, a facility, a system? And must a written text be crossed out text? Typing accidents. Typing one line before another, missing a paragraph, etc. For the most part, I take them into account. I respect their will.
Do you think of your journal as a recital space ever? Sorry, rehearsal space?
Same thing.
Is the shower like the journal in a sense that like that's the place where things get said that don't have to be said to anybody else, but they need to be said?
Is that what I think? Is that how I think? Replaying it in all the ways.
Is that how I think?
Where is the emphasis? Why do I keep coming back to this? Is this... Am I only writing about this because I always write about this, and therefore it's a practice or a habit to come back to this? What are the things that she comes back to? What are her habits? What are these, like, freeing habits of the poet in the shower?
Over you.
Should we say credits?
Yeah, let's say credits.
In unison?
Sure.
Okay.
Credits. The song that Lily sings in the shower is Body in Trouble by Mary Margaret O'Hara.
The poem Ash reads is One Art by Elizabeth Bishop.
The Audre Lorde text that Lily reads is The Transformation of Silence into Language and Action from Sister Outsider.
The song Ash is humming in her shower, and the one we're talking over now is Total Control by Motels. The song Ash is reminded of is J.C. Lodge's version of Carly Simon's Why. Lily is reminded of the song OPP by Naughty by Nature. The phrase Tyranny of Structurelessness is borrowed from the title of an essay by Joe Freeman, aka Joreen. The upset punk song is made from Bikini Kill's song Double Dare You.
We wrote the bad poem we read in unison.
The journal Ash reads from is from, oh man,
I got the French one.
Okay, ready? The journal Ash reads from, what is, how do you pronounce it? The journal Ash reads from is Hervé Gouvet. The journal Ash reads from is Hervé Guibert's The Mausoleum of Lovers. I think you have to say it. Okay.
The journal I read from it.
Okay. The journal we read from is from Hervé Guibert's The Mausoleum of Lovers. Thank you, Catherine McBride, for this gift of a book. The soap with words we are making in the studio throughout this recording is for an exhibition at a shop called Life in Rotterdam this December, and the show is called Water Cells.
This sound work is a kind of press release for that exhibition, and also a journal of our process working together for the first time.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't feel like it.
Thank you, Lucas, at Dr. Klangendam, who just phoned to check that we'll have submitted this today. Sorry that it's late.
Sorry, Lucas.
If you don't cut the white soap by the end of the day,
I'm sorry.
I will.
No, just keep going. I just wanted to put it on the table.
It's literally on the table.
She'll never cut it.
Would you just cut it?
I don't. No, I just was so excited to see it.
Okay.
And
okay.
I want to watch your strategy.
I just want to make you happy.
You will make me happy.
So I'm gonna do it. Wait, I'm gonna do it this. I don't need to stand on the other side of the table, students.
Oh, I see how you did this. Okay, got it.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.